creeping up on time for our daily lectionary study here on His Time, Worldwide KFUO, the Messenger of Good News. I'm your host, Pastor Jonathan Fisk, and we'll be chatting with Pastor Bron Campbell of St. John's Lutheran Church in Alexandria, Virginia, about Romans chapter 3, verses 1 to 18, verses we've been making our way toward all week, verses which will bring, well, our condemnation to its head. And for that reason, some of my absolute favorite verses in the scriptures, because to the depths that I know my condemnation, so also I know the depths of love of my Savior. St. Paul writes, Romans chapter 3, verses 1 through 18. Then, what advantage has the Jew? Or what is the value of circumcision? Much in every way. To begin with, the Jews were entrusted with the oracles of God. What if some were unfaithful? Does their faithlessness nullify the faithfulness of God? Oh, by no means. Let God be true, though everyone were a liar, as it is written, that you may be justified in your words and prevail when you are judged. But if our unrighteousness serves to show the righteousness of God, what shall we say? That God is unrighteous to inflict wrath on us? I speak in a human way, by no means. For then, how could God judge the world? But if, through my lie, God's truth abounds to his glory, why am I still being condemned as a sinner? And why not do evil that good may come? As some people slanderously charge us with saying, their condemnation is just. What then? Are we Jews any better off? No. Not at all. For we have already charged that all, both Jews and Greeks, are under sin. As it is written, none is righteous. No, not one. No one understands. No one seeks for God. All have turned aside. Together, they've become worthless. No one does good, not even one. Their throat is an open grave. They use their tongues to deceive. The venom of asps is under their lips. Their mouth is full of curses and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood, and their paths are ruin and misery. And the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God for it. Again, a stark description of the fallen state, the original sinfulness of humanity. And all is set up, all preparing us for what comes next. There hasn't been a lot of gospel in these few texts because he's leading us there. He's taking us by the hand and showing us just how dead we are so that we might see just how great a righteousness God has bestowed on us in Jesus. We'll talk about that and more in just a few minutes with Pastor Bron Campbell of St. John's Lutheran Church in Alexandria, Virginia, on today's daily lectionary study, top of the 8 o'clock hour on His Time, Worldwide KFUO, the Messenger of Good News. I'm your host, Pastor Jonathan Fisk, and we'll be back in a moment.